This podcast is part of the Game and Entertainment Network. Visit tgenetwork.net to find the latest episodes from all our shows.
Welcome to the Pixels and Dice Podcast, a show by gamers, for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role-playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today, well, we're a bit late. We were supposed to be doing a Valentine's Day show, but it's the day after. Oops.
Well, you know, you could have moved up your schedule one day.
Nope. My OCD would not allow that to happen, sir.
Aha.
We've come out every Thursday for a year. That is the way it is.
Okay.
But I digress. So we're a bit late on the Valentine's Day, which normally not a big deal because, you know, what does that have to do with gaming? Well, tell them what it has to do with gaming, Bayless.
I assumed that people have heard enough about us, but they haven't heard about the gamer girls who are basically the highlights of our life. So I figured we should do an homage, basically, you know, talk about the wonderful things about the gamer girls in our lives.
Yes. Besides the fact that they're awesome and wonderful.
And they put up with us.
Yes. And we're not dead yet.
I've come close.
Yeah. But you've survived 30 years?
31 this June.
Damn! She's let you live that long.
Yeah, I think she's numb. Numb to my personality.
That's okay. We're almost on 24 ourselves, so.
Yes, but I've seen her sharpening an axe.
Yes. Actually, I keep buying her implements of destruction at Ren Fairs, and I'm not sure why I do that. I know someday I'm going to wake up and she's going to be above me smiling with them.
That's never happened before.
Okay, then.
Oh, come on. You didn't expect me to go there?
No, of course you're going to go there.
Damn straight.
Anyway, so would you like to tell a tale about your lady?
Well, let's see. When we used to play World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
The two of us, we absolutely despise people. Mostly because we absolutely suck at it and just get frustrated and it's no fun whatsoever. Well, she has this big old Tauren warrior. And she was questing in this one area that I told her that is a PvP zone. And she's like, there's nobody here. And it allows me to get the things that I wanted to get. So she went out among this area and she's killing off all these Alliance NPCs.
Uh-huh.
Because that's one of the quests. You have to kill so many soldiers for the quest.
Right.
And she's derping around, basically, and boom! Somebody hits her. And she kind of turns around, and there's this human warrior. He, you know, blitzed up to her and smacked her. And then she said, I could almost swear I saw the look of fear in his eyes as I turned around. Because he didn't realize I was a player. And he tried his best to get the hell away, but I hacked his ass to death. Gleefully. He never came back. Because she was, I think she was like 20 levels higher than him.
Uh-huh.
And he was just, you know, he was killing the Taurens in the zone. And her character was dressed very similar to the other Taurens because she didn't go out and get any, you know, fancy armor or anything. She was just wearing the stock crap that she found. But that was one of the few times I've heard her just laughing in PvP, just having a great time. Just because this schmuck showed up and thought he was killing an NPC until the NPC whooped his ass. She was so jazzed about it, she wanted to stick around and wait for him to respawn. But then, of course, you know, she decided that's not cool. And she went about her questing again.
Uh-huh.
And he quietly slipped away when she wasn't looking.
Yeah. Now, I don't have a cool PvP story because, well, she absolutely abhors the idea of getting ganked by someone.
Yeah.
And yet, now, this is somebody who's played World of Warcraft with me. She played Anarchy Online with me back in when we first started getting in with MMOs. She's, you know, played Lord of the Rings Online and Rift and Guild Wars 2. She actually liked Guild Wars 2, by the way. And
I understand that.
I'm sure you do. She just doesn't play it now because she doesn't play anything that's not on her phone. But regardless, she was always about the PvE. And, you know, if people listen to my, watch my live streams, which I'm on twitch.tv/scoreme, if anyone wants to see me doing Twitch. No plugs. Anyway, you'll see me.
What's
quite...
that sound times better than plugs?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what? What speaks of Valentine's Day more than plugging your own show?
Okay. That wasn't the type of plug I thought you were talking about.
No. Now you're just being sick.
It's what I do. Anyway, so if you see any of my YouTube shows where I'm playing Lord of the Rings Online or whatever, quite often I'll be just going along and I'll go, ooh, shiny, and take off in a different direction to go get some crafting material and, you know, a ore node or wood or whatever, because I picked that up from her, specifically in Lotro and Rift, because we would play together, and I would often be playing the tank, and she always plays a ranger or a hunter, anything that is sits back and shoots a bow, especially if it has an animal that they can send out as a pet. That's her thing. That's her jam. She plays that in tabletop role-playing games, MMORPGs, that's what she do.
Well, if you enjoy it, then do it.
Yeah, I like playing clerics and paladins. Who knew? Anyway, except for paladins and WoW, but I digress. Point is, we'd be going along, just doing our quests, and then she'd just go, shiny, and take off. Off wherever, chasing after this or whatever. Most often, right after we'd start a fight. So I'm sitting there, tanking 5-6 different things because I got Little Miss Shoot-'em-all behind me. And I can do that because I can hold the aggro. All she had to do was kill him. And she's off collecting wood. Ah.
Oh, there's such a joke there.
Shut up. But I realized my mistake just before you said something. You couldn't let it pass, no.
Oh, no. No, I can't.
Of course, isn't that something about Valentine's? Regardless. Yes. So that just kind of got to be a thing. It was actually funny. Because, every time we just start to start a fight, hey, where'd you go? I'm just collecting this artifact, or I'm just getting this, you know, this ore node, or can you come back here and throw some arrows my way, please? Please? Gonna die. Yeah. So, we don't play MMOs together anymore. I think I got a little testy and she decided it was just wasn't worth it. The shinies were. So anyway, that's as a memorial to my sweet wife. So anytime I say that, just know that I'm thinking of her. You got anything else? Or you gonna sit there and snore?
No, I was just waiting for you to finish. But my wife, she has played so many different games with me. And in Guild Wars 2, she has this revenant. And this revenant, when she was playing along, she came across this new chest piece. And it was god-awful ugly. And it was this salmon color.
Salmon?
It was just ugly in every way it could be ugly. It was ugly.
Wow.
And she went, oh. And then she just went back to Lion's Arch and started tinkering around with different armor. And she went through the transmogrifying process to change her suits of armor to this one theme. And then she went and colored everything. And then she went and got this butterfly back piece. And then she went and got the bunny ears. And so now she's got this pink revenant with bunny ears and butterfly wings. And, I mean, he's a big old Norn, so, I mean, he's a bear. That is the best description of him. He's a big old bear.
Nice.
And it makes her so happy to play that character.
Oh, my.
And every time she sees something in the shop that would make things, make him even better, she has to have it. It's just, I love her mind when you can see it working. She just had this idea and just went with it, and it just makes her so happy to play that character. And then one of the other things with her Guild Wars 2 characters is she plays Asuras for the most part, like I do. But what she likes most about them is their big fluffy ears.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I say fluffy because that's what she says. But she likes the big flopping ears.
Right.
And the bigger the ear, the better. So it flops better. And it's gotten to the point where, you know, our son comes in and he's making comments about the big flopping ears. Just little things that, you know, make me think of her. How about you?
I'm sorry?
I was just saying, so how about you? You got anything else?
I was going to say, I guess it's my turn.
Yes.
Tabletop. Years ago, my wife and I, when we were living down on the coast, we had various people we played various different tabletop games with. Usually the Bachelors of the Apocalypse we'd play with. Star Wars, Warhammer, all kinds of stuff like that. All the Vampire and World of Darkness games. That was what we were into. This is, you know, late 90s, early 2000s. You know, right at the start, you know, it was mid-90s. I'm sorry. Mid-90s. Yeah, even earlier back. Anyway, so we had this one game master, Sean. You remember Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was one of the most flamboyant and detail-oriented game masters I've ever seen. And he usually made the games really, really fun for everybody. Well, he also developed his own games, like I did at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Only his were better. And so he was working on this game. It was Blood and Steel was the one we were playing. We were playtesting for him with another couple that we hung out with, Mike and Patty. So this was interesting because Patty was one of the most horrible role players I've ever met. I think we've talked about her before. She was the one who...
That's one Morning Stars.
Yes. When she would run a game, she was hitting people with damage because they were getting hit with throwing stars, but she was using Morning Star damage for the throwing stars because she doesn't know the difference. Regardless, she and Mike were there. My wife and I were there. And we were playing, not as couples, you know, it was just the four of us playing. And we had to go to this village, and we're in this inn in the common room and whatnot. It's full of people, all kind of stuff's going on. Now, I was playing a knight. As I mentioned before, I like to play clerics and I like to play paladin types. So, I was playing a knight. My wife's character was not exactly a thief. More of a, you know, well, not entirely unscrupulous, but still had the potential to steal things, but more of a rangery type person. And she didn't take any guff from anybody. She was also extremely impatient. I got to learn that quickly. So she did something that upset the local baron, who happened to be in the inn, drinking with a bunch of other people. She may or may not have stolen something from him. He got the impression that she did. So this was my friend. We weren't in, you know, together in game, but still, she was a party member. I was defending her. This is what I do because I'm a big stupid oaf who has all this honor and chivalry and whatnot, and that's a girl. You don't pick on a girl. Mid-90s, folks. Give me a break. Anyway, so I get into an argument with the Baron. That was probably not a great idea because he challenged me to a duel. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna duel then. No problem, I'm a knight. I can sword fight this guy, no problem. And then he goes, ah, irk, and falls to his knees and then crumples dead. Because my wife's character just stabbed him in the back in the middle of the common room. Yep. Why? Because it was boring her and we were taking too long. That was fun.
We got a chance to escape the murder charge.
We did escape. We did manage to break free and flee. Although, I was inclined to stay.
Well, of course.
But everyone else was like, you stupid oaf, they're going to hang you. And we ran and proceeded to... See, we were supposed to be there for a specific reason because the town was going to hire us because there had been werewolf attacks. So we were supposed to go find and hunt down the werewolves. Instead, the werewolves destroyed the town and took it over because everyone became werewolves. And that was on us because the only person who could afford to hire us or hire people to stop it was the Baron. And now he's dead. Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of blood and steel, that reminds me of a story.
Okay.
My wife was playing a fairy character. She was like a foot-long sprite-type character.
Right.
And so Sean was also running this game.
Yes.
Well, she kept getting injured and would require healing at the local temple. And so by the sixth time she's being brought into the temple for, you know, healing spells, he whispered to her that for some reason the discussions that they have with their patients about, you know, their god and everything, they're making more sense. And so she converted to this new religion. And she proceeded through the next three or so episodes of gathering a following. She was out there preaching the word and convincing others. And so we had, I don't know, 30 or so followers that she would bring to the temple and drop them off, and she would go out and spread the word some more. For some reason, after that, she stopped getting hurt nearly as much.
That's nice. That was the thing about Sean, though, is that he would reward good role-playing.
Well, and she played that to the hilt.
Yep. If you were entertaining, that was what he was looking for.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you have anything else? Because I can't think of it at the moment.
Well, let's see. Yeah, she...
I know you already told the whip story once.
Well, yeah, the whip story and then the she's got a magic sword thing. But that was mostly that was Hanu's taunting. But, yeah, there's been a lot of different situations where she's just made the game better by being there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not one of those kind of players who likes to jump out and be the tank or, well, I mean, she does play a tank in World of Warcraft, but
yeah,
she doesn't like to be the center of attention. So, but she works out as a great straight man. So she's, you know, being all mean and threatening and everything, and I get to be the person in the background making comments that just incite the situation even worse. It's lots of fun.
Yeah. Although that does remind me of a story about your wife. Kick her in the taco? You recall that fight.
Oh, I remember the fight. I just don't remember the incident you're talking about.
Well, she was the tank.
Well, yeah.
On that fight. This was in original Karazhan.
And we were struggling hard on that fight for some reason.
We couldn't get past the Maiden of Virtue if our lives depended on it. And this was in 10-man Karazhan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're three bosses in of a 10-boss raid. How could we not get past this? We were geared. It was driving us nuts. It didn't matter which tank we used. We couldn't get past it. And your wife was the least geared tank we had. She was also considered by the rest of the raid group the least skilled, quote unquote.
Well, she would agree with that too.
I kept hearing that from the others in the raid officers, because I was the healing officer. And it's like, we just couldn't get past it. Our paladin tanks couldn't get past it. Our warrior tank couldn't get past it. Nobody. Your wife's warrior got her down to 5%. Then you jumped out of
cat form
into bear form, got it down to less than 1%, and our main DPS finished it off. The only way we ever beat her, well, no, we beat her many times after, but that first breakthrough kill was because of your wife's tanking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what most people would think, oh, that's nothing. That literally shut up all the other raid officers. All the ones who would bitch and moan and complain about, oh, she's tanking? Come on. Suddenly, nobody was complaining anymore.
Well, she also successfully tanked several other raid bosses.
Yeah, I remember that. VOA?
Mm-hmm.
There was that dragon that was also in Wrath of the Lich
King.
Yeah,
the black dragon in the Sanctum.
It started with an S. I can't remember its name. I was just watching the video on that, too.
Because
I used to record videos for all those fights. But several fights in Karazhan she did. And, yeah, our paladin tank was the best. And our main warrior tank was pretty freaking awesome. But your wife's tank, really good, too. And did several things that the other guys couldn't. Simply because she wouldn't stop. She didn't allow herself to fail. The others were like, it's just a fight. We'll just respawn and do it again. She hated that. It drove her nuts when she'd, we'd wipe and we had to restart. Which was actually kind of cool because I hated us wiping and restarting too. I'm the healer. I'm the last to die.
I do remember one thing. She had a lot of difficulty with one simple concept.
Mm-hmm.
Kiting. There was, in the grand ballroom, there was that one multi-boss fight.
Mm-hmm.
Where you had to take them down to, in this certain order. That was the most effective order, I should say. And so her job as an off tank was to kite one of them around. And she just had trouble kiting.
Yeah, moving
one
and...
of those, plant your feet and stand your ground and just fight.
Right.
That was her way of doing things. And so I ended up getting that role. My frost mage ended up being the kiter. Well, did fairly well. But it'd get to the point where this boss is faster than me, even with my slowing effects. It's going to catch me eventually.
Yeah.
You guys need to get the other ones dead or come and pull this off of me.
Yeah.
And so when the most successful times we had with that was when I would kite it as far as I could, then she would pull aggro and pull it off of me. And then I would pull it back.
Yeah.
She would drop aggro and I would pull it back and we'd just kind of bounce it back and forth.
That's still kiting.
Oh, yeah. But it was... The thing is it gave the understaffed DPS a chance to kill the rest of them.
Yeah.
I just remember having to polymorph this sucker and then start kiting.
That was one thing that always kind of bothered me about the way our raid officers, the other raid officers, would often treat your wife. Is because they go, oh, it's all her fault. It's all... No. Actually, look at your DPS. Well... This guy, our main DPS, he's awesome. Yeah, he is, and so's that guy.
Except that
the rest of them are all undergeared.
Except they were so awesome that they were pulling aggro off of the tank, making her job that much harder.
They did it deliberately, by the way.
I know.
They were just being jerks.
Yeah.
Because they thought it was funny to see if to watch her try and pull it back.
Well, no. I was here watching. They'd pull it, she'd go, okay, die, dick. I'll pick it up when you're dead. And she would. And they're screaming, get this thing off of me! And she's like, ha, no.
Nice.
That was fun listening to her, because she would get really pissed when they would do that. You want to talk about an expletive-filled rant? Listen to her tank. Don't you dare bitch about my tanking when you pull that crap. Fucking rogue, you son of a bitch!
Yeah, I know. I'd still work with that guy.
Oh, yeah. She would say his name out loud with several expletives.
I know.
Telling him to eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah.
I do remember one time, though, when Lance was being an ass.
Uh-huh.
He had us go to, I can't remember what the ruins are in, but there's this, like, arena in this ruins. He didn't tell us that it, once you went into the arena, it flagged you for PvP, and anybody in there could attack you.
Uh-huh.
So me and my wife, we go in there, and he jumps us, because he thinks it's funny. He's going to teach us how to PvP.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the two of us, we teamed up on him, and we beat his ass. Because he couldn't DPS her fast enough to keep me from DPSing him down.
Uh-huh.
Because I had my kitty and she had her tank. And she always wore her tanking gear because it gave her survivability.
Right.
So she was my tank and I was the DPS, and together we kicked ass on almost everything in World of Warcraft.
You should go back. It's fun.
I'm not paying $15 a month. Not when I have a game that's, in my mind, better.
I know.
And I don't have to pay a monthly subscription.
I get that. Nevertheless, just saying.
Oh, I have plenty of reminiscing about World of Warcraft. It was fun.
Leveling up now feels a lot like it did back early on, because things scale. You go up a level, now the mobs around you go up a level.
Holy cow, what a concept! I wonder what other game came up
with
that.
Shush. I know. Stop.
World of Warcraft is nothing more than just an amalgamation of the good ideas from everybody.
Always has been.
Yes.
We said that in 2005.
They should change their name to Suit.
Suit.
This is the world of, we have no original ideas of our own, so we take from everybody else. Ta-da. Play us. Give us money.
Okay. Then again,
yeah, not off the Valentine's theme, though.
Yeah, we have. But your Guild Wars 2 does the same thing. But that's beside the point. They weren't the first to do scaling. Just saying.
No, they're not. And they didn't claim to be.
Anyway, we should probably close up because we're a little late. So do you have anything else to finish off with?
I love you, Larizel.
And I love you, sweetie. I can't remember any of your character names right now because you don't play any MMOs anymore. Just saying. I'm going to secretly install Lotro on our computer, I swear to God. Anyway, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayolus.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.